Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Excuse me, but I was trying to drink water at the same time as the song. Welcome to the show. Today is our third session of Mental Laws and Understanding How the Mind Works. But before I get, this is part three of a five series, and I'm so excited, and I have to share with you that the author of the Mental Laws, Barbara Berger, I emailed her today, and guess what? Oh my God, she is going to be a guest on the show. She has a new book out, and we are going to interview her. This is a phenomenal woman who has written countless books, and she's an international author, and she is going to be a guest on Reality Spirituality. I'm so excited. Today is the third session of five, the Mental Laws, Understanding the Mind Works, Understanding How the Mind Works. But before I go on, let me welcome all of you listeners, all of my audience. Thank you so much for your emails. Thank you so much for your comments. I am so grateful that you have embraced this show, and from the emails, you love the show. And I also want you to be a part of the show, audience. Call in with your questions, your comments, suggestions, your life stories. This show is about reality spirituality, is about the journey that each and every one of us is making. And with that journey, how can we live, breathe, experience this life in a more peaceful, less stressful, lighter, closer to spirit, closer to the source, the most powerful source, energy? How do we live connected? Reality spirituality basically is a simple concept. Reality spirituality dissects and looks at our everyday life experiences and links our everyday life experiences. I don't care how simple or how mundane it is. Everything that we experience has a link to spirituality and personal growth. Now it's up to us, the individual, to open our minds, broaden our perspective, to discover how, what, when, how, what, when, why, what happens that trips us up? What happens that zaps our joy? What happens to put us in a state of anger, of resentment, of sadness, of irritability? What puts us in that state? What is the reason? I've always been interested in why. Why is this happening? And I'll tell you right now, audience, whether you want to embrace it or not, everything that has happened to me, you want to label it good or bad, has happened because the universe is trying to, now I have my left arm out and I'm elbowing me to say, hey, there's a lesson here. There's a lesson here if you miss the bus and you're running to the bus and the bus driver takes off. There's a lesson here if there's a cashier that's slow and rude and inconsiderate. There's a lesson, and the lesson is for our betterment. The lesson is for our personal growth. The lesson is to bring us closer to this source energy. The lesson is created to bring us more peace. Our experiences are there to bring us more peace. Today, we are going to be discussing part three, which is the book by Barbara Berger, The Mental Laws, Understanding the Way the Mind Works. And this is law four, the law of cause and effect. A brief summary. Mental laws, what the hell, what does that mean? What is a law? Well, a law is something that happens regardless of circumstances. It's something that's constant. It's something that's impersonal. In fact, Barbara Berger describes a law as a phenomenon that exists. It's like I'm trying to come up with the right words, but basically take the law of gravity. You jump off a 10-story building, you are going to fall splat on the ground. It doesn't matter if you're a good person, doesn't matter if you're a bad person, doesn't matter if you're rich, it doesn't matter if you're poor. And I'm using these labels because we don't use labels on reality spirituality, but I'm using these labels to prove a point. Laws basically happen whether we know about them, whether we are familiar, whether we acknowledge, whether we are aware of them or not. And the law of gravity, you're going to fall regardless. It's just a physical law. So a law is an unchanging principle that describes the way phenomena operate. A law is always a description of an impersonal sequence of events. This is taken from Barbara Berger's The Mental Laws. A law is a description of an impersonal sequence of events. And the law is not dependent on a person or a people or the amount of people. And also, a law can be proven scientifically. So in part one, we discussed the law of thoughts arising, how our mind works, and thoughts come and go, and we have no That's just the way the mind works. It's a law. We have no way to stop it. We have no way to fight it. It's just what is. The law of gravity is what is. And so the law of thoughts coming and going is what happens. And then on that second day, we also talked about the second law, which is the law of witnessing, how you, believe it or not, and I are not our thoughts. Our thoughts have nothing to do with who we are. And if you missed that segment, please listen to, what was that? That was session number one. I'm just so excited because this is, I just discovered this book, The Mental Laws, and it basically just capsulizes and teaches and describes what is happening, what is going on, why does the mind react, act like, why can't we turn off our thoughts? It's an impossibility. But even more important, our thoughts are not who we are. Summarizing all of that, today's topic is going to be, which is one of my favorites. Of course, they're all my favorites. Okay, come on. Everything that pushes you, pushes me to growth and to enlightenment and to another level of where I'm going to find even more peace, happiness, and joy than I have now. Come on. I don't know about you, but I'm on board. Today is talking about the law of cause and effect. The law of cause and effect. Barbara Berger says, thought is cause and experience is the effect. She says that our thinking and the thoughts that we entertain determine our experience in this life. So, this life, your life, my life, is the result of our thoughts. In other words, you and I can have the same experience, and you can label it troubling, bad. I'm just throwing out labels. You know, that's another. We don't label here, but to understand the concept, the same experience, the death of a father, the death of a parent, the death of a mother, that could happen to you. That could happen to me. But the experience, the feeling, is going to be totally different based on our conditioning, our beliefs, our patterns. Again, this law of cause and effect is impersonal. It's a universal law that is impersonal. In other words, it has nothing to do with who you are, what your title is, how old you are, rich, poor. The law applies to everyone without exception. And that's why it's a law, the law of cause and effect. Another thing is probably the law of attraction, the same kind of concept. The law of attraction goes hand in hand with the law of cause and effect. That means whatever you put out, you will attract. Whatever you think, you're going to get to experience. Whatever I think, I'm going to get to experience. When you think something great, you're going to experience something great. When you think something is terrible, guess what? You're going to experience that too. Barbara Berger says, nothing else is going on. Reality, what happens is, you've heard the saying, it is what it is. Reality is just that. Shit happens. But it's our job to interpret what happens. It is our job, it is our choice to put a meaning, a description, a label on what happens. When you look really close at this law of cause and effect, you can, let me throw this out. There is a million ways to determine what an event means. And just like I've said for I don't know how long, we are as different as our fingerprints. Which means the same thing could happen to me that happens to you, but it's going to feel different. It's going to look different. We're going to describe it different because we are so different. And our differences, in my opinion, should be embraced as opposed to trying to make someone conform to what you believe, what you think, what you want to do, what you should have. Whatever you put out, you will receive. I've neglected to give you the number to call in, which is 646-564-9616. Again, 646-564-961. Oops, I said 6. 646 564-9619. 646-564-9619. That's the number to call in if you want to be a part of the show, if you want to make a comment, if you want to share. You're welcome to call in. Now, Barbara Berger makes a point to say that we experience what we believe in, especially if we believe it with conviction. Oh, we believe it with conviction. You know that it is going to manifest. It is going to happen. Now, your first reaction to that might be, oh, maybe that's not true because everything can see death. Everybody thinks that death is terrible, right? That has nothing to do with my thinking. That's just a fact. Somebody dies, and especially a tragic death, especially something that is premature, not planned, accident, horrible circumstance. Well, that's just not true. That death is terrible. But when you broaden your perspective, and when you start to look at things differently from the way you've always been looking at them, you'll begin to discover that there are a lot of different perspectives that are just as legitimate, that are just as relevant, that are just as important as the one you have. In some countries, when a person dies, there's a big celebration. A celebration. I mean a party. I'm not here. So the perspective is the key. I found in my own life that if I'm pissed off, if I'm irritable, whatever the reason is because guess what? I haven't changed my perspective. There are millions of perspectives, as many people as there are on this planet. There are different perspectives. Let's get real. And I'm going to tell you what I've discovered about myself on the same line of cause and effect. What I put out, I get back. And I had to really, this is so hard. This is so painful. It's like pulling out fingernails. It's the Chinese water torture. Looking in the mirror. Wait, get ready for this one. Looking in the mirror and realizing and knowing that every experience and every relationship and everything that happens to me, it's even painful to say it, is my fault. What? Is my fault? I've attracted it to me. I've attracted a rude cashier. I've attracted a bitch of a coworker. I've attracted an argument. I've attracted turmoil. I've attracted bad health. Do I need to go on? No. I have to say, today, I had to admit what I attracted. And I'm going to tell you exactly what that is with one hand tied behind my back because I really don't want to. But this is reality spirituality. And maybe you can relate right after this quick commercial break. You're listening to Reality Spirituality, and I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality spirituality.
Welcome back to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Please, you can call in at 646. Oops, sorry. Calling in at 646-564-9619. Again, 646-564-9619. Call in if you want to share any of your experiences, question, suggestions, comments. I welcome everyone to call in. Let's get back to, before we took our break, let's get back to the law of cause and effect. So we discover that everything that we experience is basically the effect of our thinking. Unfortunately, this is coming from Barbara Berger's book of Mental Laws. Unfortunately, most people are unaware that this law even exists. They don't know the law of cause and effect, and as a result, they don't even see what's happening. They don't understand that whatever event takes place is taking place because that's what they've attracted. But this is even more important. Whatever your reality is, and the interpretation of your reality, are merely just thoughts. They're thoughts. They're thoughts that we have chosen. The thoughts are chosen to label whatever bad, good, happy, sad. We choose to label, but we can also label. So we've chosen to label it bad. Guess what? You can choose to label it good. You can choose to label it helpful. You can choose to label it a signal. So basically, our interpretation, or how we choose to label things that happen, events that happen, is up to us. We get to choose what type of experience. We get to choose what type of experience we're really having. Let's say this. As my listeners know, I have this commitment, this desire, this craving to connect and to live a life of peace and contentment and joy and bliss from the inside out. And it starts from the inside out. It's not about what happens on the outside. Life isn't about outside in. Life is about inside out. And I have to say something, universe, I have to say something, audience, that I had to admit to myself today. It's something that I know that I do. But guess what? August the 1st, 2012, I'm done with this behavior. And what is it? The label that I put on it is being messy. Another thing you could say, causing drama. Another label you can tag on there. I really like being messy. Being messy is realizing what you're doing, and then you're gonna friggin' do it anyway. Come on. I know I'm causing a mess. I know that I'm creating a mess, and I'm gonna do it anyway. Why? My teeth are clenched on this one because I don't want to admit it, but I'm going to tell you, and don't tell anyone else. I liked being messy. I liked, shuffling it. I liked creating a little dirt from time to time, especially, get this one, especially if I directed at people that, get ready for this one, deserved it. If I'm working, if you're an asshole, guess what? You deserve to be screwed with. You deserve a little revenge. You deserve a little having the rug pulled out from under you. At least that's what I thought. That's what I felt. Until today, August the 1st, 2012. Whew. Admitting that I've purposely caused drama directed at people that I thought deserved it? Ooh. It's liberating, because you know what? Guess what fell into my lap? Guess what happened to me today? Guess what happened? There were about three incidences that smelled like, felt like shit just coming, hitting the fan and blowing it right at me. Well, it was blowing it right at me because guess what? I made a decision to screw with people just for the hell of it because they deserved it. And let me tell you, I'm going to be very specific because this show is about being specific. In the office where I work, there is a woman. Oh, she's such a sweetheart too. And she is obsessed with keeping the bathroom tip-top clean. She is obsessed with insisting that people flush the toilets, don't leave paper towels out, you know, cleanliness, treating the public bathroom as if you would treat your own home. Do you not flush the toilet in your own home? Well, maybe you do, but... And I knew that people that don't follow the rules, don't follow the behavior of I'm not even going to edit that out. Fastidious. What word am I trying to say? Can't even remember it. She is responsible of putting of creating and putting up signs on the front door of the stalls, on the inside door of the stalls. Basically, to this point, please check behind you. Flush once, flush twice, and if necessary, flush three times. Please don't leave a mess in the toilet. Please consider the other people that have to use the bathroom after you. I mean, it's a whole, it's a flyer. It's a flyer of correct behavior in a public restroom. Last week, I go to the office, and there are four stalls, and the third stall, guess what, audience? There was a little gift left. Let's say that. A gift. A brown gift. God, I can't believe I said that. And because I get a kick out of her neuroses, out of her being so upset. Listen, I'm just being honest. I get a kick out of her suffering. Gosh darn, I can't believe I'm saying this. I got a kick out of her being upset when people didn't flush the toilet. Guess what I did? When I went into the bathroom last week, I noticed the gift, and I made a beeline over to her office. Guess what? This is in. People aren't listening. People aren't reading your signs. People aren't. It's terrible. People, these women, who could it be? I even went to ask her, who could it be? Like, let's discover who this person is and put her on a rack and stretch her another 5 feet. That's being messy. Why? Because I knew it would bother her, number one. Number two, okay, I'm just, it was entertainment for me that she was bothered. I'm just being honest. It was entertainment that she was bothered. And guess what happened after that? Instead of the blue flyers, she made hot orange, this color, hot orange. She switched out all the flyers based on me running to tell her that somebody left a gift in the public bathroom. Now, I say, listen, I got a kick out of it. I was chuckling. Oh, look at her. She's upset, making new flyers out of the hot orange flyers, hot orange paper. And it all came back to me. Whatever I thought, whatever I created, and especially intentionally, you're going to get this unintentionally, even if you create it unintentionally. Unintentionally, I did it intentionally. Oh my God, yes. Cause and effect. The interesting thing is, we all have a choice, a conscious choice, to create whatever we want to receive. Whatever you create, you will receive. And as Barbara Berger says, that's the biggest discovery. Knowing that you have created everything. Now, when I say, let me just give you an example, a car accident. I didn't create a car accident. It's the vibration. It's the feeling. It's the result of the car accident that you've created. It's the feeling of the event that you've created. You will feel. It's not about what you're going to, it's not about a car accident, but I'm telling you, you will feel what you create. That's why it's so important. And that's why it's more than important. It's a way of living. To be mindful of what you're creating. I love to use the example of Saddam Hussein, who I don't need to list all of the things that he created. for other people. The man was wealthy beyond. And guess where he landed? He landed in a hole. Hiding in a hole. And eventually tried and hung. That's why it's so important to change your perspective. Not change your perspective, but look at a lot of possibilities of what are you creating? What are you creating when you have impatience? What are you creating when you are angry? What are you creating when you are sad? What are you creating when you are irritated? What are you creating when you look at and blame someone else? Everything that you feel, because we're all vibrational, everything that you feel has a like vibration to it. And everything you feel is attracting more of what you feel, more of what you do, more of what you say. You are attracting more of it. That's why it's so important to begin accepting, dropping your shoulders, relaxing to whatever external events that come about. Why? Because whatever labels you put on it, unfair, jealous, fear, whatever label you put on it, at that particular time, you're vibrating at, you're sending out a similar vibration. So if you're sad, you're sending out a sad vibration, and guess what? You are going to attract more sadness. Today, I'm sitting here with my right hand up. I made a pledge and a promise to myself that I don't care how much I don't think this person deserves my love. I don't care how unfair. I don't care what they say. All I am going to do, with a lot of help from the universe assisting me, is to open my arms and to embrace and to love every moment. Because guess what? I'm going to be attracting love and appreciation in every moment. I want to thank you so much for listening. Part four tomorrow, we're actually going to talk about two more laws tomorrow. The law of emotion and the law of focus. The laws of emotion. What do you mean by laws of emotion? Emotion is, I can't choose my emotions. That's just what happens. Really? I'm here to tell you, yes, you can. And no, that's not just what happens. The universe is giving us a gift, the gift of choice, the gift of change, the gift of growth. Until tomorrow, same time, 7 p.m., we are going to be doing Series 4, Part 4 of The Mental Laws, written by Barbara Berger. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you for your emails, and I will TTU tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. The new
experience.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RLM?
Yeah,
it's time to get some answers, baby.
Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.